In and welcome back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I am Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth, as always, is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. We've been in business well over two decades. And that's probably not bad, I guess, in my mind. I think it's established some form of stability. We are Christian-owned and operated, and we are always actively involved in the purchase and sale of rare coins and precious metals, gold, silver, believe it or not, platinum, palladium. We've done, you know, lots. Well, moderate, it's cyclically large amounts of rhodium, and you're like, what's that? It's what you plate white gold with to make it look really shiny and pretty, and now it's, you know, I don't even know off the top of my head what it's worth right now, but say $1,000 an ounce. It was up to over $10,000 an ounce years back. Crazy metal. There's some other weird metals we've traded, and we bought bars of nickel. We sell bags of copper pennies, bags of wheat pennies. You can buy from us for a couple $100 for 5,000 of the old wheat pennies. People will find an old penny and they wonder what's it worth, you know, and they're always shocked it's not worth a ton more. And that's just because of mintages. The value of coins is specifically tied to supply and demand. I just spoke with, you know, one of the almighty guys that's been in the business 50 years. And then I spoke to another guy that's been in 66 years. Can you imagine that? He's 86. You know, we're talking about there's condition rarities, okay? And then there's mintage and, you know, just rarities. When we build portfolios, we sell you real rarities, mintage rarities. There's a word I'm missing here. Basically, survival rarities or something. That's what we sell you. Long-term, guaranteed growth, extreme desire. I mean, you would not believe. This is kind of a petty example, but I have. You can imagine after 20 years in the coin business, being a collector, I have this kind of bad habit of, I don't want to say hoarding, but I like to keep good stuff, right? So I had all these dimes, old, like 1845 New Orleans and, you know, things like that, that were pretty well circulated, but they're rare and they, you know, they were cheapish when I got them. Like $10 a piece, $20 a piece, you know. So we start selling some of them on eBay, getting, you know, $125, $150. That's what happens with rarities. I'm an avid collector and a collector investor for sure. I don't collect coins unless I think they're going to go up. And that, my friends, is exactly what we do for you. We do balanced portfolios, okay? It's so darn important. I just talked to a gal the other night, and she's from way down in Idaho. The Lord led her to us. Literally, she claims, just put the word Coins Plus in her head. She looked us up. We've had that happen a number of times. You know, that's God. He's awesome. And, you know, talking to her, she's just dealing with this a very substantial six-figure amount of money. I mean, very substantial. And, you know, just talking to her about the importance of balance in our business. I mean, we know what we're doing, been doing it a long time. For years, I would just take orders from customers. I want X amount of gold, period, or whatever. But, you know, which is fine, you know, if you've got a certain amount of money. But when you get into substantial amounts of money, I just, you know, I won't go into all the details, but you guys, you know, markets fluctuate and change, okay? And it was bothering me that people were, you know, they're self, you know, investing or making up their own minds and decisions. And I pray about everything. And God just said, stop doing it. He said, you know, you've been doing this for, I've been in this business 20 plus years. I have moved, you know, buying and selling many, many, many hundreds of millions of dollars of product. I've collected, invested. I've had things go up to the point where I've been able to sell them and build a commercial building, and we own nothing on it. And, you know, there's things. I'll just say I take it very serious. I've been Series 6 and 7 licensed. I have a applied mathematics and statistics degree and after graduate studies and other bunch of other stuff and minors and various things. And but the bottom line is, being a hardcore mathematician, statistician, I track stuff. I watch it, chart it. You know, I go into great depths and great detail on certain coins. Well, on all coins, but a lot of them you don't waste your time because you know better. But what I do is, you know, I watch the history of these. But not only that, folks, it's like insider trading. When you can go on the web and think you're an expert, but when you let us be your eyes and ears and whatever money manager when it comes to hard assets, which, by the way, you've got to get into, and we're going to get to. I've been doing Frauds In Suddenly. I've done 6 parts. They're on the radio, or I'm sorry, they're on our website, coinsplus.com. You can listen to them in order. And today I'm going to do number 7. But the thing is, I understand the collector's psychology. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm a collector, but not only that, you can imagine the number of people we've helped. People don't realize we've helped. We have conducted way over 300,000 individual transactions, okay? So we buy and sell, obviously, and we buy back what we sell a lot, from 20 years ago or 15 or whatever. And I've seen, we just know, you get a super strong gut for the market. A good example is when I worked for a company called Norwest Banks, and I was the youngest promoted manager and fastest and all these other silly things. And I had the top performing branch and whatnot. And after that, they bought Wells Fargo. And then I moved on and went to Bank of America. So I had a bunch of money in a 401k with Norwest Banks, which was big. People don't realize they were bigger than Wells Fargo, I think I've mentioned. And they kept the Wells Fargo name just because of what it was. But the president of Norwest became the president of Wells Fargo, of the new Wells Fargo after the merger. And then B of A, you know, obviously was a big company. And I had stock, you know, options and all this other stuff, right? Because that's what they used to do in the 90s. I sold both of those stocks on the highest day they've ever been before or since. Now, why is that? That's because I watched that stock day in and day out. I got a gut for it. I got to know it like my heart rate, okay? That is the same with what we do with your investment portfolios. We know what we're doing. You cannot go online and read and think you know everything because they say, buy Silver Eagles, you know, and it's like, yeah, brilliant. Pay $2-3 an ounce over spot, you know, 20% premiums, 15 to 20% premiums over the silver content. Why? Oh, because the U.S. Mint charges it as a premium. I mean, folks, no. In my opinion, if you're going to buy silver, buy silver. If you're going to buy gold, buy gold. If you're going to, but then you want to see value, you know? And if you have the opportunity to work with somebody who really knows the markets, the only problem you run into with us right now, honestly, is inventory in certain areas, okay? Numismatic gold, or semi-numismatic is a pretty word, is a more appropriate word. What that means is that's antique gold that is right now trading at the same price as the new stuff, okay? The other day I was helping a guy, and I was talking about it, and he didn't understand. I said, well, you should buy the old $20 gold pieces. You know, the prices are so close to the American Eagle. He was buying the new Eagle. Okay, they call the Eagle, the modern day Eagle, right now, a 1 ounce coin, they call the Eagle, okay? And it has a $50 face value. the 100-year-old one's called a double eagle, and it's a $20 face value. That's because the Coinage Act of 1792 and the Constitution made the $10 gold piece the center piece of our financial system. Of course, we had the Federal Reserve destroy it, and the 16th Amendment just devastated it, and the IRS, and, you know, it just mess. We're pumping money like it's going completely out of style. Trump is burning it out there like no one's ever burnt it. But as I explain it to the guy, and he's like, oh, I'm not sure I get it. I said, let me show you. So I had a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, coincidentally, dated 1997. I set it in front of him, 1 ounce. Then I had a double eagle, also 1 ounce of gold, but an antique coin in uncirculated condition, basically, from 1897, exactly 100 years older. And I said, okay, here's the deal. The antique coin, 100 years old, costs you about 4% more than the brand new one. Now, what do you think makes more sense? Well, at that point, he's like, oh, I get it. Yeah, I want all those old ones. I said, I'm sorry. You know, he was spending a pretty substantial amount of money. I said, I don't have enough to give you all those. But the point is that right now the value on semi-numismatic gold, even numismatic gold, all of it, is very value-based, okay? Just that's all you need to know. And we're going to help you with that. But the problem is, and I'm going to just be honest, it really, really, really is difficult to keep it in stock. It's just hard. There's a lot of people in the know. There's a lot of people that have worked with us for a long time. There's a lot of people that actually listen to the radio show and get it, and it makes it harder to keep in stock. I'm just being honest. So when we have it, we have it. I mean, if you want it, you know, if you come in with a certain quantity of money or whatever, and you want it, I mean, we get them. It might, you know, be a couple weeks, but they flow through and you can get in line. But the bottom line is when you get a chance to buy them, you buy them. Morgan silver dollars. I mean, relative to the price of silver, they're silly. You're talking when silver is $15 an ounce, and you can buy Morgan and Peace silver dollars for, let's see, Peace dollars are maybe 16, and Morgan's are 17 or 18 for the 21s or something like that. But, you know, you're dealing with antique coins, folks, and I've had been doing this a while. I've traded with my neighbors on stuff, and I have literally walked over. I've traded, I've bartered with a lot of people, you can imagine, and I've shown them 1 ounce silver rounds, and they're like, well, how do I know it's real, and what is it, and who made it, and what? I'm just not comfortable. Bring them a 1881 San Francisco Morgan silver dollar, and they're like, Oh my gosh! You bet. I'll trade for all those you got, and they think they're worth, you know, they think they're worth 50 or 100 bucks a piece, and they're not, you know, circulated. I mean, you can get really nice quality uncirculated ones for around that $50 or whatever, 40. But you know, that's just a steal on those, and then the other ones get a lot less expensive. And so basically it's, you know, if you're thinking of barter, any kind of U.S. coinage that has silver or gold in it is really a great way to go. And it's not like I say, I don't want people coming in here investing a bunch of money strictly out of fear because of what the markets are going to do. Although, That's changing. I used to say that, but we are on the brink of the brink. What really troubles me badly is I've made a lot of friends over the years. I do that. And I've talked to a lot of financial analysts and brokers in the last month or month and a half. And I mean a lot by, you know, like 10 people that I know. Trust-ish. You know, they're still brokers. The problem is they got to sell you a product to make a buck. And so they get, if they don't have anything good to sell, they're not going to say, I don't have anything good to sell. They're going to sell you something, right? So, but every single one of these guys I'm talking to, I promise you, is telling me, man, get out. It's going to blow. These are guys that are selling this stuff. And I promise you, this is what they're telling me. And I'm like, dude, how do you live with yourself? I said to one friend of mine that I've known forever. In fact, back before I knew all that I know, I'd gotten some money clear back when I was in banking, and I gave him the money. And he was supposed to hold off before he invested it. And he supposedly accidentally shoved it into this, you know, mutual fund with back-end loaded fees. So he was going to supposedly charge me 5% to pull it back out. And I said, no way. I never authorized that. You did not have my permission. And he was a friend, you know. So they definitely have ulterior motives, I'm sorry to say. But the bottom line is, folks, we're teetering right on the brink. Then you get into all kinds of insurance products on the way in today. You know, I've been, as you know, insurance licensed in every line in every state. Not every state, in four states, sorry. But, you know, insurance-related products, you know, they do this, you know, you can sell half. You can get up to 50% of your life insurance policy if you're terminally ill. What people don't realize is that's it. When you take your life insurance policy and you get 50% on it, you're done. When you pass away, that's it. It's gone. They get the other 50%. Now, how's that a good deal? But, you know, I guess if you want the money, go get it. But it's, in my opinion, not a good way to go. Just my opinion. And it's not taking care of your family. When they can double the money. But, you know, sometimes people need to pay medical bills. Man, I could bounce all over on this. If you have a loved one, well, if you know somebody who passes in the hospital, if it's not your bill, it's not your bill. If it's your spouse, it's not your bill. Don't sign for it. Keep it on them. Hospitals make so much more extra money than they need to. When they send a bill to an insurance company, you may not realize this, but if they do a procedure, say for example, well, my wife has rheumatoid arthritis, and she's had it since she's 13, and she's 53, so 40 years, okay? And she was going to have her hands reconstructed. And we had have a really good family friend who's now retired who was going to do it for us because he knew our budget. And this is back when we were not doing real well. And he said, well, the normal insurance charge is $5,000 a finger, okay, and a thumb. So one hand, $25,000. But he said, okay, so that's what they bill insurance. But he said insurance, you know, sometimes will pay that. If it's cash, man, if you don't have insurance, they will rail you. They'll charge you these stupid high numbers because they expect to write it off. Another friend of mine who was the administrator for a huge conglomerate of hospitals in California was telling me that they write off so much cash loss, okay? They charge 10 times sometimes what a procedure would cost if they don't think you have insurance. I had a friend who had his baby get an MRI, and they billed him $12,500 for should have been about a $400 or $500 procedure. So while I was helping him work it out, his wife just was, let's just say, disrespectful. She went and paid it. And so he ate the money, and I couldn't help him any longer. But they'll charge huge money on cash because they expect to write it off. And when they write it off, it goes against their bottom line. And he was explaining to me that this huge bank hospital corporation that does like $600 million a year writes off almost $600 million a year in supposed cash loss. And it's just a big scandal. hospitals, the medical system, every way, which way but loose. Cancer, you got cancer, you're suffering with that. You know, chemos and radiation and, you know, the charges are just exorbitant. But anyway, this friend of ours, $5,000 a finger is what the billing it normally was to insurance. He, for us, he said, I can do it for $500 a finger. I mean, that is the markup in medical insurance or medical health care. These surgeons make megabucks. Now it's getting to the point where they have to because, as you know, we have $1.5 trillion in student loans. A banker friend of mine at a big local bank called me because he knows I was a banker for years. And he goes, I just saw the most incredible thing. He goes, I saw my first client apply for a loan that had $1 million in student loan debt. He said he was a plastic surgeon or of some sort. So he went through four years of college at Harvard, apparently just borrowed every student loan he could get his hands on. I mean, he was buying cars with them and everything. So he loaded up at Harvard, 4 years of that. Then he did 4 years of MD study, full student loans. Then he went to 4 years of specialized training in plastic surgery and then an additional residency, whatever. And he racked up $1 million in student loan debt. I mean, that's out of control. They're seeing a lot more of these doctors with around $600,000 in debt, $600,000. Folks, it's such a ripoff. It's not even funny. And students, kids, right? It's kind of like we're like, you know, these left-wing radical socialists want 16-year-olds to vote. They can't, you know, they can't even financially sustain themselves. They don't need to be voting. And, you know, not that I could ever change the law, but why renters shouldn't even be voting on property taxes and things that don't apply to them. That's the way it used to be. It's just getting to be an absolute train wreck. So, you know, be cautious, be careful, and just insurance anything is become this high profit scandal that you've got to really watch yourself. So I'll leave that there. Obviously, we recommend, you know, we do a lot of portfolio building is what I was talking about, believe it or not, and before that. But wealth and capital preservation is our key. We are in the business of helping you just save your money, preserve it. And then, you know what the problem is? If you've never lost your tail on money, you don't get it. And it is the most uncomfortably, miserably painful experience. I've done it a number of times. Before God pulled me out of, you know, red, white, and blue banking America, I played stocks, bonds, you know, I did it all, and I just lost a ton. And then I had a massive nest egg I put into a venture capital account on this corporation that had big names in it. There was about nine of us, and I lost all that. And, you know, in the meantime, I was like, man, if I had just stuck to my guns and did what I, you know, now what I know, I mean, I'd be fine. You know, so what if gold's sitting at 1,300? I mean, folks, it was just 10 years ago. It was, well, let's see. Yeah, like 10, 11, 12 years ago, it was 350, 400, whatever you want to call it, right in there. You know, and you've got it up 300%. Silver, you know, I remember when silver hit like 275, and now it's only 15. It's bottomed out. I've watched this now for 25 years, man. It goes down and it goes up and it goes down and it goes up, but the general trend is up. And there's manipulation, and everybody's crazy about the stock market and all that. Don't get caught up in the bandwagon. Talking to another friend of mine who's an architect about, you know, people have to be on the bandwagon. They want to be everyone, but they don't realize the Dow and everything else is just stinking, sucking air. So it looks big, but it's flat, and it's very volatile. So enough said on that. what, you know, and you, if you want to be in that, great, your business, your money, but you need to pray and you need to know. And God, from the beginning of the Bible to the end, gold, 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 as a sector, riches, wealth, countless examples of all kinds of wealth. The things biblically attributed as true wealth, gold and silver, livestock, real estate, human life, and precious stones, all that's the deal. That's what God said is wealth. He endorsed and ordained it and authorized it, and it's never, ever, ever lost its value. And what I mean by that, it's fluctuated, but it's never become worthless. And I'm telling you what, I've had stocks become worthless and stuff. Paper, it's our whole system is a big IOU, okay? It's debt-based promises, and then you've got people who are masters of manipulation. By the time you get into any stock, it's over. The IPO, whatever, it's over. So you stick to what you know, to what's liquid, what's, you know. Or if you don't want all of it, do a third of your money or half or whatever, a quarter, whatever you're comfortable with. 401ks and IRAs, folks. A lot of these people's jobs, they give you no options. You can get precious metals in there. We do it every day. All you got to do is call. We just open a trust account. Boom, we get the metals in there. It is your account. No more transaction fees. No more management fees. It's yours, and we're here to help you. We get authorization to, to help you fully, and we take care of you. But I'm telling you, there has never been a time in the history of this country where we have been so bankrupt, just so absolutely, exceedingly, excessively, ridiculously bankrupt. You go to usdebtclock.org and watch the debt run, and then look at what families owe on this and people and taxpayers, and you add it all together. And each human being in America, every man, woman, and child is now in February, they were at 1.0573 million per man, woman, and child, okay? That means if you have a baby in a crib, your baby owes, well, now it's up to 1.1 million. Your baby owes 1.1 million. America is exactly the opposite of what the founding fathers wanted. They wanted freedom and autonomy. They wanted a consumptive tax only. That meant when you spent your money, you paid a tax. You used to have gold, silver. You could get banknotes that were backed by them, which, you know, that's another story. But, you know, if you had gold coins and silver, you just pocketed it away, and it held its value. They became stronger. From the Coinage Act of 1792 until 1900, the spending power of the dollar went up fivefold, okay? The U.S. dollar set the standard for the world. Well, we're still there. But the problem is we helped people win World War II. We used the Bretton Woods Act to force them to use the dollar for all the oil bourses around the world to become the new gold standard, to use our fiat currency and bail out on gold. Every country in the world's bailed out on gold and silver as a backing for their money, and it is inevitably going to blow. That's very biblical. God's crystal, crystal clear on that. There's no questions or doubts. It is what it is. Okay? So Coins Plus, that's our area of expertise. We're another area we buy. And I mean, we buy jewelry, diamonds, you know, scrap gold, dental gold. I mean, you know, of course, all your normal bullion coins, coin collections, hoards, estates. If your grandpa or grandma or dad or mom have a bunch of coins sitting around, a big messy coin collection that's in a bunch of, you know, the blue albums and stuff, bring them in, trade them in, get gold and silver while it's super cheap. You know, I mean, you can't go wrong. We of course have a sister company, Clock Tower Jewelry. It's kind of a silent secret, but we wholesale diamonds to the public. We have GIA certified diamonds and so forth and so on. You know, we're always doing business. We have the highest rated privately held depository service in the Western region. So a lot of people will come in It used to be they'd buy stuff. This is before I built my building, and then they'd go, "What do I do with it now?" And we'd be like, "Well, I'll go buy a safe and anchor. Make sure you anchor bolt it to the floor of your home, and you know, blah blah blah." And it's like, you can do that. We don't mind, but we also offer the highest rated privately held depository service. If you knew the security that went into this building, I mean, there's just none like it. Okay, it's not impenetrable. But it's not penetrable within hours and hours of work. And there's layers and different sections to go through 800-pound bomb-proof doors and on and on. And by then, you can't get to the vaults. And we got alarms. We got 42 cameras that watch everything. And it's all in-house. It's secret. It doesn't go out. They get erased after a short period of time. And, you know, and if people pay cash, it's all anonymous. People say, how much money can I spend before it's reported to the IRS? There is no amount of money you can spend that we would ever report to the IRS. You know, you can bring in a $100,000 personal check. Well, you'll immediately own the metal that minute, locked in, loaded. We have to wait. We have a clearance period for the check, and it's a safety period from a lot of banking experience. You can bring in cash. Cash is getting harder. I'll tell you what. I sold a side-by-side ATV, a Yamaha Rhino that I'd had since 2009. It was the SE, beautiful red color. You know, didn't even have 100 miles on it. I used it to plow snow. It was as brand new looking as you could get. And I bought it for like $10,999 or something, so like $11,000. And literally sold it like 9 years later for $8,500 because it was just mint and pristine as could be. And when I went to the bank with the lady to get the cash, man, Wells Fargo just started beating her up. And I was there, and she looks at me, and I lectured that gal, and I said, "You have no right. It's none of your business." She said, "Well, I don't think we can give you cash. We'll give you two cashier's checks, one's for $4,000 and one's for $4,500." I said, "No, you won't. You'll give us cash. That's what she wants, and you have no right." You know, I said, "Get your manager over here." So I talked to the manager, and I said, "Look, you guys, you can't do this to people. It's their money. I mean, we've been through this. You go down to the main branch of Bank of America and try to take out $10,000 cash, and they act like you're robbing the bank." And it's like they're trying to avoid cash in every way, shape, and form. Cash is awesome. I mean, go to the bank. If you're going to buy a bunch of metals, get cash, bring it in. It's instantly yours. You don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about us. You know, we'll take care of you. But I'm telling you, do not let the banks bully you in any way, and don't let them tell you they don't have the money. I hear that too. So there you be on all that beautiful topic. So, frauds and suddenly, part 7. I wasn't going to come in today. It's my birthday, and I decided to come in to do the show. Please, I shouldn't have said that. Please, I know there's kind people out there. I don't need cards and all these. Please, just don't. You know who you are. Don't even bother. I'm fine. Please, no gifts, cards, whatever. People are so sweet, but please, it just is what it is, okay? Now, let us do frauds in suddenly part 7. I am going to just start to go through information that I've had around for, you know, it's timeless information. So let's talk. Okay, so the world we live in is a post-9/11 world. I think we'd all agree. America looks absolutely nothing like it did before 9/11. We've absolutely gotten to the point where we're tracking everybody all the time, everywhere. I was just talking with a friend of mine who's at the Pentagon, who's very high ranked. Well, anyway, they have a very high position, extremely high. They're the highest in many ways, in a certain branch of the military. And they were talking about the privacy rights in other countries. Okay, our NSA tracks everything. If you have an iPhone and you're not on it talking to your friend, they're still picking up everything that's going on through the mic. They can track people down around the world in other countries where they don't have these freedom rights. They track people down by voice signatures. I know of a story from a particular individual, high ranked again, in Afghanistan. They had a voice stamp. They have drones. They picked up a person in Paris at a cafe while a lady next to him was just having lunch, and they picked up his voice on her phone that was not on. It was probably on, but it wasn't being used. And they picked up his voice, and then they were able to track him down and find him. Our NSA does the same. They just don't admit it. That's where Edward Snowden came out, and they're wanting to arrest the guy from WikiLeaks. I mean, WikiLeaks, that guy, Julian Assange, don't be taught to be a hater towards that guy. We need people like that to keep the government honest. But these other countries don't have the freedoms that we have. We have freedoms on paper, but they're all lost when it comes to the NSA. Protect yourself. Be careful. You can even take a phone, take out the battery, chuck the battery across the room, and there's still 20% battery power left in that phone for backup emergencies and alerts and stuff that they don't tell you about. It's a law. They have to have it. You cannot access it until they activate it if there's a national emergency. However, if we ever had an EMP, electromagnetic pulse bomb go off, it doesn't matter anyway. You're going to lose every single electronic. You can't even imagine what will or would happen to this country. You'd lose all electronic communication. You'd have anarchy, wars, gangs, just beyond your wildest dreams. Just think it through. It's very legitimate. And there's a lot of biblical prophecy about some really tough times coming. And we're getting, Revelation 17 and 18 appears to describe the collapse of the World Trade Centers to a T. Every single verse applies to a T. Fallen, and it talks about in less than a minute they went down. It eventually, and it talks about a double event and the World Trade Center. Basically, uses the term World Trade Center in Greek. That was the beginning, right? And so here we are today. And so you just got to understand the world you live in. You've got to go back to traditional, what God says works. God says you're going to be casting your gold and silver in the streets on the final day, the day of wrath. God, I read recently on this show, where people are like, oh, the streets of heaven are paved in gold and gold this and gold that. And then all of a sudden there's, what is it, Revelation 21:18 that says the entire city of heaven, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, and 1,500 miles tall, is made out of solid gold. Now, where'd God get that? He just might have access to it somewhere, or he just creates it, whatever. Doesn't matter. Bottom line is, if it's good enough for God, it sure as heck better be good enough for you. If it's the first gift that Jesus got when he hit the earth, it better be good enough for you, okay? If the second chapter of Genesis, God goes from creation and then immediately tells you where to find gold in the land of Havilah, and boom, uses the word Tov, T-O-W-B, or Tav, or Tov, or depends on your pronunciation in your Hebrew versus your English, says it is good, the finest, the greatest, the most, prosperous, beneficial, health, wealth, prosperity, on and on, the highest rabbinical word in the whole Bible. In the numbers total 17, which is 7, you add a 1, it means holy completion. And 7 is the number of completion. You add a 1 to 17. Today is May 17th. There's even scripture that says Christ was born on the 17th day of Nisan in the house of the bull, which meant holy completion. And so on and so forth. So anyway, so we've got the world's economic and political condition has completely changed on 9/11. Okay. The problem is escalating bad. Okay. We went from $3.8 trillion in deficit under Bush. Before the election that Obama won, Obama pushed him, and we had this big TARP fund bailout, which Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke said, oh, we got to have this for the mortgages. Finally, they get 5 $1 trillion, okay? And they give it to all their buddies in Goldman Sachs, and suddenly Hank Paulson, who's the Secretary of the Treasury, becomes a billionaire, okay? And then Goldman Sachs has the most profitable, you know, year and quarters and everything else ever because of all this money that came flowing in after they had the upper hand in creating the problem. A lot of people call Goldman Sachs government Sachs because it does all kinds of stuff for the government, with the government, the plunge protection team. They do everything to manipulate markets for the government. So anyway, our deficit started to grow and grow and grow, and now we're tapping on $23 trillion in only, what, you know, a decade? I mean, come on. To go from $3.8 trillion in 2008 to $23 trillion now, that's just deficit. That's just money that we know has been created, okay? That doesn't count all the fake money made by the CIA, which is in the trillions. That doesn't count all the money lost by Department of Defense, which is in the trillions. There's money everywhere. It's out of control. Okay, you need to understand this. This is where we are. It's escalating. An imminent economic and financial collapse at an exponentially increasing pace is right around the corner. We're going there, okay? I'm not fear, doom and gloom. This is simple math. I've got a high economics background, all kinds of studies in this stuff. It's just going to happen. Okay, I can't tell you exactly when. Usually September, October. Something's going to turn. Something's going to give. Well, you know, not to mention hyperinflation. You're losing. Every working man and woman is losing spending power of their money every day due to inflation. Why would you want, you know, paper money, paper anything? You know, buy what God would own and God uses and endorses. That's what you want. Simplicity. How does it make sense to try to obey the Bible in every other area except your financial well-being? Your financial? I mean, that's like your most important thing. That is money. Why'd God create money as probably the central feature of our existence? Because it's a tangible track record of our heart condition. It says God looks at the heart, man looks at the outward appearance. Your money, what you do with it, how you handle it, it shows who you are, right? And every one of you can save something. You got to save something. 10% is a nice number. It's hard, but you might be able to live without Starbucks or something to get there. Successful financial experts, like I said, they're literally abandoning paper investments of yesteryear for the immediate assurance of wealth and capital preservation provided by the timeless security and performance of precious metals. I have covered that during this Frauds End Suddenly. Billionaires are bailing out, man. They're going into hard assets. Yes, some of them will buy commercial resort hotels. You can't do that, I assume. If you can, call me. I'd love to be part of it. Well, I'd love to build a resort hotel, you know. I think all you need is, you know, maybe $1 billion or something, you know, but no. In real estate, okay, fine. But you know what? Not all real estate's the same. People, sandy land out in the middle of the desert? No. Some field up by, you know, Kettle Falls, Washington? Probably not. But, you know, of course, waterfront on Coeur d'Alene? Excellent. Problem is, stuff's gotten gobbled up in the last 10 years I've watched it. There was a couple pieces I was interested in, and through a series of events with people that lacked ethics, I didn't end up with them. You know, waterfront's kind of the pinnacle. It always will be. People will always have money. Don't get it wrong. The rich do get richer as the poor get poorer. The middle class is disappearing. Bottom line is, protect yourself with hard assets. You can always liquidate them later. That's the most liquid form of asset you'll ever have is precious metals. Nothing's more liquid. You walk in with your metal, you walk out with cash. You keep it in a safe deposit box here, you don't even have to carry it with you, you walk out with cash. Nothing's faster, nothing's easier, nothing's more universally recognized. They've always, precious metals have always been the pinnacle form of real money or true wealth in every civilized society, right? I mean, there's really no exception. Even in this society, we may be on fiat currency, but gold is the thing. I mean, we supposedly have all this gold in Fort Knox, and the Fed has claim on it, and whatever. But that's a huge part of our active balance sheet, but it matters. It is the pinnacle form of wealth throughout history. Over 100 great empires have created fiat currency. 100% of them have collapsed in whole through hyperinflation. America is masters at this game. You know, we've been fleeced of our wealth by China and so on and so forth. We're in so much debt, you couldn't even begin to fathom it. Where is the end? You think it just keeps going and going and going like this? It cannot. It just can't. I'm sorry to tell you this. We're reckless. Fiat currency is just stupid. They just make it out of thin air. It's garbage. So you believe in it. Great. It's an IOU from a private corporation that's not even government owned or operated, that where Congress was given the absolute strict commandment, you know, to obey, to be in control of the monetary system, period. And that is one thing they gave away to a private corporation, brought in, you know, the 16th Amendment. All of this stuff was due to the huge rise in the desire for socialism around the turn of the century. The final, you know, closure of the bill was in 1913. And since then, the price of homes has gone from average price from $730 to $300,000. And I mean, there's a problem. Debt is the problem. Everyone's in debt. So, you know, you have to realize when you buy, or precious metals, if you want to call it that, it's not an investment, okay? Investments involve a real risk of loss. It is money. You're taking your banknote or whatever, your promissory note from the Fed, and you're turning it into hard, real cash that God said is money. And like I said, it's heaven, it's everywhere, it's everything. It's Solomon's temple, you name it. It's the reason Babylon captured the Israelites. It's what God made the Egyptians give to the Jews of Israel, or Jews when they left during the Exodus. Why? Because of the plagues. They were terrified. They gave them all their riches, and God said, take it. Get them all, and you know, and he tells them over and over, get all their gold and all their silver, and it's real money. He's never said, you know, get all their banknotes and all their promissory notes, and don't lie to your, be deceived and think that man had just recently thought of this paper money system. Anybody who was wealthy and powerful would think, wouldn't it be cool if I could create fake money and take everybody's gold and silver? That's what happened with the Federal Reserve Act. If you want to know a ton about it, get a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. We sell them here. They're set up so you can read the intro and summary of every chapter in an hour, they say, but maybe two, whatever. You want to read the book in more detail. It's hard. Once you start doing the intro and summary, it's really hard to stop. So a lot of people try to read it all, but it doesn't matter. You read a bunch of it. You learn the history of money, period, the history of money in America, the fleecing of our wealth, the fact that when the left claims to be helping the down and outers, they're the ones that are actually oppressing them and holding them down. Their whole system, they want socialism. Socialism's out of control right now, the desire for it. And when you have 59% of America now wanting socialism, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get it. They're going to start electing socialists. And we get these homosexuals, like this Buttigieg, I think is the guy, or whatever his name is. You know, you get these homosexuals and you get these radical socialists. I mean, is that what we need running our country, is a homosexual socialist, or even our municipalities? Just be prepared. It's coming fast. You know, you really need to ask yourself, how well is your wealth secured and preserved for the imminent collapse that's coming? I mean, again, I hate talking like this, but we're just talking, right? So precious metals, this is what's awesome about them. They're divisible, okay? They're fungible. No matter where you go, anywhere in the world, whether it's a rare coin, gold, silver, anything, it is the same product every time. If you have a mint state, like I just put a bunch of mint state Carson City type coins in my collection, MS Mint State 66, 1877 Carson City quarter, 1876 Carson City dime, You know, things like that. And we have more stuff like that that we're getting graded. But, you know, it's desirable everywhere in the world. You'd think, well, China doesn't want American coins. Wrong. They're the number one consumer. They're part of the reason for the shortage in true rarities in coins. They want it all. They want all of our assets. So that makes them completely divisible, okay? And gold is the one element that's the most divisible of all elements, okay? It's molecularly structured to be divisible almost to its infinite molecular level. Nothing else is like it. It's beautiful. It's portable, recognizable, you know, recognized. It's scarce. They're a stable source of value. It's all things the market needs, good money to be, and it's been recognized as such throughout all of history. Precious metals give you true financial freedom and liberty, security, peace of mind. I've watched people just relax. The air comes out of their lungs. They know they got God's money. It changes you. You just stop worrying. You know you've got it, and there's just a peace about it. You don't have to worry about it going poof and being gone and watching the news and hoping Apple didn't screw up or whatever. It's very private. It gives you complete personal control. It's got universal recognition and desirability. It's continuously got an insatiable demand. It's just God gave us an innate desire for it. There's been studies to prove it. I won't get into them now because of time, but the demand exists. It's a compact storage unit of value, right? Gold is about 300. No, what is it? Well, now it'd be about 400% as compact as the same amount of money in $100 bills. So 4 to 5 times. So basically, if you had a stack of, if you had $100,000 cash, the same a volume of gold would be about $400,000 to $500,000, about almost $450,000. Very compact. Silver is the, you know, it's more of a volatile investor's piece. But again, if you've got money you want to save, let us build your portfolio. Folks, we put our heart, soul, and strength into this. We pray every day. God's important. We have an impeccable reputation. You could not ever find anybody that would ever say we've taken advantage of them. We sell everything at wholesale to the public. That's the thing you got to watch. Don't pick up the phone and get sucked in by some Roslyn Capital or TV commercial. Don't get bought into, you know, the shopping channel, you know, coin collections and things like that. Don't do it. You'll blow money you couldn't comprehend. Easily countable and weighable. That's a no-brainer. It's fungible. So, like I said, it's the same everywhere in every condition. It's environmentally resistant. It's non-perishable, so you don't have to worry about wheat and all that stuff. And some people, you know, people lose hope. It's not going up. It's just sitting there. Well, guess what? It's sitting there. That's okay with me, right? So it sits. Let it sit, okay? Wisdom, I say, it's balanced and diversified. Or you stay within our sector, gold and silver sector, right? You know, you do primarily precious metals, and then you do semi-numismatic, which are coins that are precious metals based, but really what they have is huge upside collectible potential, but you're buying them for basically their bullion level, right? Or it's awesome. You have so much upside despite whether gold or silver goes up. So you put your second, so it's like, you know, 3 parts precious metals, 2 parts semi-numismatic, and 1 part numismatic, or, you know, even smaller, whatever. We've got some different programs. But it's balance and diversify. You balance and diversify within the sector. You know, stockbrokers always say young people can afford risk, but it's never proven outright. They end up losing their tails. It's foolishness. Young people have time to be safe is what they have. Precious metals provide timeless and true wealth and capital preservation. They offer a physical, tangible asset in the age of all intangibles. The S&P 500 now is almost 100% intangible products, you know, services, computerized products. 20 years ago, 95% of it was tangible products, hard assets, real stuff. They were creating. We were manufacturing. We no longer manufacture. That's what Trump's trying to get going. There's the world's view versus God's view, socialism versus capitalism. Financially, the world's view is, hey, debt's fine, load up, everyone else is doing it, you know, paper money, all this, it's going to bite you hard. God's view, he said, you don't use debt, you buy precious metals. He's made it very simple. Banks encourage the accumulation of paper assets for net worth growth, which are completely speculative and at 100% risk at all times. God stipulates in the Bible that precious metals are immune from the whims, deceptions, and fundamental failings and errors of mankind, okay? They speak for themselves. They don't need somebody to back them up or a piece of paper to say they are what they are. The independence and freedom, privacy, anonymity, liquidity, think about it. Privacy, anonymity, liquidity, transportability offered by precious metals, they intimidate the establishment. The paper establishment hates it. Precious metals will continue to rise starting this fall. You're going to start seeing a big, big run in them because inflation is just out of control. There's a lot of manipulation. Doesn't matter. Hyperinflation's eating everybody's money up, and it's scary to me, but I probably know too much. The U.S. fiat dollar is just deteriorating. We'll just leave it at that. Despite continuous pressured opposition by every world government, the IRS, think about it. You've got the IRS, stockbrokers, investment advisors, money managers, credit unions, banks. Despite all that, precious metals have still gained 5,000% over 40-plus years and over 500 to 600% just since 9/11. Okay, so that's probably a good point. America's current welfare state is what happens when you let a government of the people and for the people and buy the people off. We are currently sitting, we've got this homeless problem. Why? Money, fiat currency. People are going broke. We've got, you know, Trump's creating all these jobs. What are they? They're all the Walmart model. They're all cheap, low wage. You can't live on it. That's where I got to leave the show. I'm out of time again. I always do this at the last minute. Give us 5-star Google review, free silver dollar, 3 reviews out there, 2 silver dollars. Just call us, prove it. If just do it, it's free money. Take care. God bless. Have a great weekend. Love you. Bye-bye.